Hello Curious, we welcome you all to a new creative presentation. So recently you all must have heard the news about Northrop Grumman acquiring Orbital ATK and seen the headlines such as. So this is a big news and overall little less is known about Orbital ATK themselves. To know more about, let's dive right in.
Watching Techie Fiber.
Orbital ATK is, or better to say was, an aerospace manufacturer and defense company. Now the company is acquired by Northrop Grumman and renamed as Northrop Grumman Innovation Systems. Orbital ATK is headquartered in Warp Drive, Dulles, Virginia, US. Okay, let's wait here. Now if you are a movie buff like us, you must have remembered two space movies here. First, Star Trek from Warp Drive, and second, John Carter from Virginia.
You are John Carter of Earth?
But let's not get off topic and talk about Orbital ATK's past. In 1982, three friends who had been at Harvard Business School started a company, Orbital Science Corporation. They worked on an innovative idea. The idea was quite simple. Instead of using one big satellite in high Earth orbit, why not use many small satellites in low Earth orbit? This led to the development of Pegasus, the world's first privately developed space launch vehicle. And in another part of USA, another independent company, Aligned Tech Systems, was launched in 1990. This company entered the aerospace market with the acquisition of Hercules Aerospace Company. And in 2015, both the companies, Orbital Science Corporation and Aligned Tech Systems, merged together to form Orbital ATK. So this was basically the history of Orbital ATK in short. Moving forward, let's have a look at the present of the company. The company is divided into three separate groups based on the businesses they are involved in. First, the Flight Systems Group. Second, Space System Group. And third, Defense System Group, which is not the concern of this video, totally not. We will talk more about the flight and the space system groups of the company. The company has three launch vehicles, Pegasus, Minotaur and Antares. I know what you're thinking, someone's watching a lot of Narnia. Orbital ATK also provides satellites for commercial, scientific and security purposes. Interestingly, the Orbital ATK has developed Cygnus spacecraft, a spacecraft which delivers cargo to International Space Station. The company manufactures 8 rocket engines. More interestingly, one of them, GEM-63XL or GEM-63XL, who cares, is planned to be used in ULA's Vulcan rocket, about which we had talked in one of our previous videos. Now this all sounds amazing, and from here, let's move on to have a look at what the future holds for Orbital ATK. Okay, so there are three pretty interesting stuff that is worth mentioning for the future of Orbital ATK. First, they are working on a new rocket, Omega A or Omega. Let me tell you why this Omega A is important. Orbital ATK already have small and medium launch capabilities. Now using this technology and experience, they are expanding their capabilities to a new large class rocket through Omega. Second, now this one's innovative. Mission Extension Pods or MEPs. In short, these MEPs are focused on extending the life of satellites and their missions. Let me tell you how will they do this. While the satellites are already in their orbit, these MEPs will provide them servicing such as refueling or software and hardware installations while they are already in the orbit. And through this technology, we do understand that Orbital ATK is taking the space logistics market very seriously, which probably is the future. Now, it's time to address the elephant in the room, by which we mean the third and the most important future highlight. Orbital ATK's acquisition by Northrop Grumman. So this is truly a wait and watch situation, because history has shown us that such cases are binary. There is no middle ground. That is, either they stand out to be the best or the worst decisions. We believe that Northrop Grumman want to tighten their grip in the emerging space market. So let us believe that they already would have some aspiring plans for the future. So as I said, this is a wait and watch situation. Anyways, thanks for watching. Hope you like this stuff, and we will see you more in our future presentation.